The Bird Show.
I need some honesty. Some honesty from parents.
Uh-oh.
I want to know if you guys have ever had a true-to-life Home Alone experience. Luckily, it wasn't with my boy Hayden. He's 2 years old. This was with the dog. We went down to Charleston for Thanksgiving, and we brought the dog, and we met our family down there and everything. And you know that there's this panic that comes over you when you got to hit the road on a day that's a busy travel day around the country when you know there's going to be other people on the roads, right? You want to get out of there as early as you can.
Right.
So it's like 9 o'clock, and we're starting to panic already because we know we're going to hit traffic all the way from Charleston back to Atlanta. So rushing, running around, trying to get the baby, get all the baby stuff, get the dog stuff, let the dog out to go to the bathroom before we get in the car because it's going to be 5 hours in the car.
Right.
All right, so we all pile in the car finally. We get going, and we're about 200 yards down the road when I look in the rearview mirror, and there's my dog in the middle of the road, like looking back like, how about me, y'all?
Oh, no. No. Poor guy.
No, I mean, it was only like 150 yards, and I could still see him in the back. But, I mean, we were this close to leaving our dog behind in Charleston. So I want to know, is there anybody listening that's ever left an animal behind, or even worse yet, has honestly ever left the house without your kid? You got on the road, and you realized, however far you are on the road, oh, my God, we forgot our child back at the house.
Still traumatizing for my sister. It wasn't my parents that did it, but she was on a field trip with, like, a church group or something. They had two buses, and they were at a rest stop, like, I mean, hundreds of miles from our hometown and hundreds of miles from the destination. They were going about midway, and one bus thought she was on the other one, vice versa, and so my sister was left at the rest stop.
Oh,
and she had to call, they made it to the destination, so the buses didn't come back to pick her up. She had to call my father, who had to drive the 100 or so miles to go pick up my sister at the rest stop.
100.
And she sat in the, the patrolman's office of that rest area and sat and watched TV for a couple hours till my father was able to get there.
They were gone hours before he realized it.
Well, yeah. And isn't that awful?
Unreal.
404-741-1005.
I witnessed this last week. I work at a restaurant in addition to this job. And on Friday, Black Friday at the mall, this family came in. There was about a party. It was a party of 18. And they had like 9 kids with them. Halfway through the meal, somebody said, well, what did little Tommy order? And everybody looks around. Where's little Tommy? They had left him at another mall when they had gone to get pictures with Santa.
Oh, God.
They left him at the mall on Black Friday, where all the people are, and they didn't realize it until halfway through the meal.
Oh, no. So they drove to another mall, went in the mall, went up to have a meal. And then halfway through the meal, they realized
that little Tommy was missing.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's not funny, but it's... I'm assuming he's
first
okay.
First thing I did was laugh. I felt bad, but they found him. Everything was fine. Oh, he was sitting at the fountain just waiting for them.
Panic, man.
Oh,
he was
God.
Like 8 years old. I know. It was sad.
Good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
I had 2 kids at the time and an infant, and we were driving from Vermont to Houston, and we had 2 vehicles. And my husband and I were switching the kids, the boys, off between cars because of entertainment purposes.
Right.
And we pulled into a gas station, and the boys were arguing about who was going to go with who. And I thought we had it all cleared up, and we're driving down the road. My husband thought that my middle son, Nathan, who was 2 at the time, was in my car. I thought he was in his car. He was in the gas station about 4 miles back. I looked up and I saw in the truck that there was only one little boy head. And so I started flashing the lights. Husband didn't see it. Ended up having to honk, pull over, and run up there. And there's no child in the car. There's only one little boy.
Oh, the panic.
Oh, my God. He's 2.
So he's back there with those people. You know those gas stations on the side of the road when you're traveling in the middle of nowhere where the people have no teeth?
Those gas station people.
Yes.
That sit in the chairs, leaned up against the outside wall, and whittle.
This look on his face, it was absolutely horrible.
It would take years to start laughing about it because you're probably so freaked out.
But it's the 2-car thing. The same with my sister. I mean, like, and you're in a rush, just like Bert said. If you're in a rush to get back on the road and you have 2 cars, man.
Good morning, all the hits, Q100.
This is Lauren. I had an experience like this once. It was actually my best friend's parents. We had gone out to Colorado on a family vacation, and we had stopped at a gas station to go to the bathroom, and they left her in the bathroom. And we had the 2-car thing again with the CB radios, and we get about 100 miles down the road, and they look at me, and they're like, where's Brandy? And I was like, I don't know. I thought she was in the other car. And they radio the other car, and she's not there. And then they have to figure out what gas station it was that they had left her at 100 miles back down the road.
Yeah, so.
It's the two-car thing, the two-car theory again.
Yeah, miscommunication between cars.
That's Breaker 19. You got a little dumpling in there with you or no?
Morning, all the hits, Q100.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this did not happen directly to me, but my very best friend gave birth to my godson in New Jersey in January.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was approximately 2 months old, she was getting him ready to take him for his doctor checkup, whatever thingy.
Mm-hmm.
And she got the car all ready, had him in the little carrier thing, goes outside, sets him up on the hood of the car, gets the seat ready, everything, you know, or on the roof of the car, rather. Gets in the car, puts on her seatbelt, cranks it up, puts it in reverse, and turns around to look out the back windshield. And realizes that he's not in the back seat.
Oh my God!
Left him on the roof of the car in the carrier.
Oh my God!
Needless to say, that's how we gave her the nickname Ding Dong, because she is completely dingy.
You'd be completely panicked. As a parent, you'd be like, what kind of parent am I?
Man.
You know?
Oh, exactly. And in New Jersey in January, can you imagine?
The cold on the hood of a car. The cold on the hood of a car.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Thank you.
That'll happen.
Thank God she didn't drive off. That's like, what's the jackass?
Punks or whatever.
Yeah,
or
they do. They did one of those where they had a fake baby on the top of the roof. But, oh, my God, the
people
real
were
thing.
Trying to flag down the car and they were yelling at the guy. Good morning, Jennifer. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi, how are you doing?
All right, thank you.
Good. Well, when I was 16, I took a trip with my Spanish class to Spain, Madrid, Spain. And on the way back, we were all supposed to meet the taxis downstairs. And I was stuck in the, I was in the room packing, and I went down, and all the taxis were gone. They'd already taken off to the airport.
Now, did they leave Spain without you?
No, they were at the airport, and my teacher, he realized that I wasn't there. They also needed one of the taxis.
You're damn lucky they didn't leave Spain without you.
See, I hardly had any money left.
All these youth group trips, this will make you never want to be a chaperone on one of those things. Well, you just have to really be careful, because if there is more than one vehicle, you just assume if you don't see them, they're in the other car, and they're not. They're somewhere else.
Joyce, last call. Thank you for calling.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Good, thank you.
Parents went to a party and laid me on the bed, and everyone proceeded to lay their coats on me. And when they had a little too much to drink, went home and had to call them and say, you forgot your baby.
As people started to pick up their coats, they're like, there's a baby under here.
Right.
Oh, who's the first moron that threw their coat over
I know,
you?
Right?
I have no idea.
Thank you for coming.
God, that's great.
Beautiful. Hey, The Burt Show.